Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. German officials are saying a 27-year-old Syrian migrant who set off an explosion killing himself and wounding 12 others in a town near Nuremberg had received psychiatric treatment and might have intended to set off the bomb at a music festival.
Wir waren bei dieser Veranstaltung mit
Witness Christian Hartdeck said that he heard the detonation and saw a number of people running off. More than 2,000 people were evacuated from the festival after that explosion. It was the fourth violent act in the country in the past week. Terrorism analyst Greg Barton of Australia's Deakin University tells VOA it appears none were the work of the Islamic State.
There's the possibility we're dealing with a combination of some incidents that are driven by people with mental health issues and other incidents that may have some sort of political inspiration. It doesn't seem, however, that any of these incidents at this stage have links with Islamic State, which is very significant given that's the major threat at the moment.
So far, investigators have no idea on motives of any of the attacks. Iraqi officials say a suicide car bomber attacked a checkpoint north of Baghdad today, killing at least 11. Authorities say 35 others were wounded. That happened near the town of Khalis. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Islamic State frequently carries out such attacks. The UN mission in Afghanistan says in its mid-year report, which was released today, that one-third of all casualties between January and June were children, 388 killed, more than 1,100 wounded. That's 18% more than during the first half of 2015. This is VOA News. Turning to U.S. politics, where the head of the Democratic Party has resigned as the party's national convention opens today in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Resignation comes amid a furor over leaked emails that show party leaders mocking and criticizing Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders while he was waging a challenge to Hillary Clinton for the nomination. VOA's Jim Malone reporting now from the convention site that might not come off as smooth as had been expected.
Now we have bad blood between the Democratic National Committee and the Sanders campaign, which also goes back several months. Then we have Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the controversial chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee, stepping down now over this furor. It's interesting, the Democrats were anticipating a much more unified meeting than the Republicans had, but their issues are coming up to be a problem, and it looks like they're going to have to spend the next few days taking care of business at home before they can move on to putting Hillary Clinton out as the nominee and focusing more on Donald Trump.
Trump accepted the Republican Party nomination for president last Thursday at their convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Jim Malone and the rest of the VOA political team will be covering events from Philadelphia this week. Be sure to check out voanews.com for the latest. The International Olympic Committee has decided against banning all Russian teams from competing in next month's Olympic Games over allegations of an elaborate doping scheme. Meantime, Ed Hula, editor and founder of AroundTheRings.com, which reports on the business as well as the politics of Olympics, says the Rio Olympics athletes' village is open, but Australia's team says it can't go there because it's not safe or sanitary.
Exposed wiring, leaking plumbing, toilets that won't flush, other unfinished business in the Olympic village that's supposed to be ready for occupancy today. It just doesn't stop for Rio. They pledge that they'll have everything fixed by the time all the athletes roll into town. But it's just another indication of the difficulty, the challenges that they face, and anybody faces putting on the Olympic Games, whether it's in Rio de Janeiro or London, England.
This year's Olympics will be held in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, starting on August the 5th, and VOA will have complete coverage. British cyclist Chris Froome successfully defended his Tour de France title on Sunday and now has won the multi-stage race three times in the last 4 years. Froome has vowed that he will be returning to France to try for another win and perhaps take part in the prestigious event maybe five or six more times. Get more news at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.